RIMPAC refers to the Rim of Pacific Maritime Exercises. It's a multi-nation or multinational military exercise hosted by the United States Pacific Fleet. RIMPAC started in 1971. In 1998, China sent observers to RIMPAC, which is held every 2 years. And this year, China is sending ships and military personnel to actually participate in these exercises. Specifically, China is sending 4 naval ships, 1 a missile-guided destroyer and a missile-guided escort ship, 1 support and replenishment ship, and a medical ship, a total of 4 ships. Left Chinese ports actually Monday at noon. In addition to these 4 ships, China is also sending 2 helicopters and a special forces unit and a diving team. A total of 1,100 military personnel from the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy, known as the PLA. NPLA Navy, left China on Monday, June 9th, heading to Guam, where they will meet naval ships and personnel from the United States, Singapore, and Brunei. And together, they will head to Hawaii, where the Pacific Rim exercises will take place from June 26th to August 1st. It is noteworthy that Russia participated in the last round of RIMPAC exercises held in 2012. Russia then sent 3 ships, but this year Russia is absent.
It's an interesting development with the direct Chinese involvement in RIMPAC this year, given the escalation of tensions regarding the South China Sea and the official policy, U.S. policy, of the pivot or rebalance toward Asia. How is this involvement of Chinese forces announced for this year?
The official Chinese news agency Xinhua put out the news on Monday, giving the story a lot of play on its website. Pictures of Chinese naval personnel standing on ships heading to Guam were the number one story on Xinhua's website. But interestingly, the Xinhua written report had the phrase that these forces are heading to what they called a tiger's den in its headline. The headline also said, "This is a display of our self-confidence." So this, I think, really summarizes how at least some in China or China's military circles feel about China's rise, both in terms of aggregate national power and military power, which obviously has been seen as more or less a threat, depending on who you're talking to other countries in the region, who in some of these countries in the region have expressed their welcome of the United States' presence in that region to sort of help counter the Chinese presence.
Well, the United States has always welcomed cooperation by all nations in their military exercises, in part to build a better understanding between nations. And this marks a special occasion, having direct involvement with Chinese forces.
Indeed, RIMPAC is designed to promote not only closer collaboration between the United States and its allies, such as Australia, Japan, and Canada. RIMPAC is also designed to promote understanding between the United States forces and the forces of other countries now, including China.